Dave Hill's podcasting incident on FUBAR Radio.
They get a sense of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello. And welcome to Dave Hill's podcasting incident with me, Dave Hill. Are you moving this mic closer to my mouth?
I'm just turning up the gain a little bit.
Oh.
There wasn't enough Dave coming through.
I know. Is there ever enough? What I meant to say is with me, Dave Hill, the pride of Cleveland, and beyond. I don't even want to get into this, but I was given a complimentary curry sauce in Glasgow. They said it was curry sauce. I have my concerns. You know they call them chips over there, not fries.
Yeah.
You say, can I get some chips, but you really want fries.
The one time I was in Glasgow, we were staying in a hostel.
Don't try to out-Glasgow me.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
We were staying in a hostel that was right outside of a McDonald's, and they had this like special sandwich called the McClassic. It was like a chicken sandwich.
Uh-huh.
That they did not, like, they've never had here. It was, like, the most delicious thing I've ever had.
Really?
At a McDonald's, yeah.
What was the nature of it?
It's just, like, a really tasty grilled chicken sandwich with, like, this special sauce on it. I had, like, three of them in a two-day
In one sitting?
In one sitting, yeah.
Oh, wow. This sounds like a reputable sandwich.
Yeah. The McClassic.
Oh. I almost went to McDonald's when I was in Glasgow. I was out for a killer run one day. Just running. And I was like, oh man, there's a McDonald's. Maybe I should get an Egg McMuffin.
Sure.
Don't get me wrong, I didn't. But thought about it. That's I don't know. I hope to get this story on the moth one day. This is wild. I'm wearing headphones today.
Yeah.
And gosh, if it's not...
I don't think we've ever worn headphones.
It seems really slick. I love it.
Yeah.
I feel like we're Joe Rogan or something.
He wears two pairs of headphones at all times.
That's why he's number one. Does he really?
No.
I could see it, though. He's
just one over the other.
That's why he's the number one podcaster on the planet. The planet Earth. The best at podcasting.
It's weird how he's like the one person you could say that about, and it's not hyperbolic.
It's not. It's actual and it's factual. If I can quote my close personal friend Chili from TLC, it's actual and it's factual. But what I was gonna say is, well, first of all, Lucy is destroying.
What is that?
It's a dinosaur. It's like a stuffed dinosaur that lives. She has like.
Oh, there's two of them.
There's several stuffed dinosaurs, and they live in a volcano, which is also stuffed. And the fun of it is you stuff them in there, and then she goes in and gets them and eventually decides to destroy them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's part of the fun of.
Yeah.
Being a dog dad, I guess.
Wait, they live in a volcano? Oh,
I see.
The
volcano's over there. She hasn't destroyed that yet.
Oh, there's three. There's another one that she's destroyed over there.
Yep. Yeah, she, like, when she was a puppy, if I can name drop here, as I'm a fan of, Janine Garofalo, legendary comedian and close personal friend, got her a larger stuffed dinosaur. And she... It really lasted quite a while, and then one day she destroyed it, And then I was like, well, that lasted quite a while. Let's get another one. So I went to the store, and then they had an even bigger dinosaur. So I was like, let's get that. And then she just destroyed it, like, day one.
Yeah.
And it was, as stuffed dinosaurs go, it was a pricey one. So, but I thought it was a smart investment, but Lucy showed me otherwise in short order.
I like how, like, so it came, this is like a set of stuffed dinosaurs.
That's right. It's like a volcano.
But is it made for dogs, or is it just like a...
Oh, yeah, I'm not crazy. Yeah, no, children's toys she just destroys very quickly, but dog toys are ostensibly made to last longer, but they do not under her watch, on her watch.
Yeah.
Right, sweet Lou? So, we're back in the same room. We're in New York City in my palatial apartment. I'm a shell, burnt out shell of a human being.
Yeah, I was trying to think of the last time we've even been in the same room together.
It's been a while, has it?
Yeah.
And I was just, I'm really run down, and I'm being a major bitch. Before we hit record, I was just shit talking.
Yeah.
Basically, if you're on planet Earth, I probably said some horrible shit about you. No, just kidding. I don't think I really shit talked anyone.
Yeah, you did.
And.
Well, we both kind of did.
Not really. I just said with something like, hey, that's not for me.
Yeah.
You know, like if I were to say Remains of the Day movie was not, which it is for me. Don't get me wrong. But if I were going to shit on it.
The Scorsese movie?
I don't even know.
I'm thinking of something else.
But I was going to say. That I was just saying stuff that I was like, oh, it's not. Yeah, no, I think I was being a super bitch, actually. But anyway, it's all out of exhaustion and frustration and, you know, being home. And it probably wouldn't kill me to shower, if I'm honest. I don't think I've showered since Monday. Let's be honest, we're recording on Thursday. I'm not proud. I'm going to jump in the shower as soon as you leave.
Someone pointed out to me that, or they've made the comment that I've never regretted taking a shower.
Who was this wise man?
It was Will Watkins. He's a very funny comedian.
I've regretted washing my hair many times.
Oh yeah, that I can regret. But the actual act of washing my
filthy body. Yeah, you're supposed to do it.
I don't think I've ever I really shouldn't have taken that shower.
There are people that, like, their thing is not showering. Like,
ugh.
Vivian Westwood and her husband, they talk about how they don't shower for weeks.
Ugh.
And
why?
Like, they're... Let's look it up. And I'm a huge Vivian Westwood fan, let me be clear.
I mean, I'll go a day.
Even Westwood.
2 days if I'm really in a dark place.
I'm, oh, jeez.
She wants water.
Oh, okay. I should get her some water. Is it, okay. She showers once a week, Vivian Westwood. But her husband was saying that, he showers even less. Oh, wait, no. Her husband only washes once a month.
Oh, that's 12 showers a year.
But it says it's unclear whether or not he was joking. Let's see. Hang on. I'm going to get some water for Sweet Lou.
Yeah, Scorsese didn't do Remains of the Day. What am I thinking of? He did some other period.
Analyze this.
Wait,
analyze that.
He didn't do that.
No.
I think that was Harold Ramis.
It could have been.
He should be ashamed of himself. Age of Innocence. Why did I confuse that with Remains of
Innocence? We're getting some sweet water drinking content, Lucy, I have to say. Next level.
I think next time...
Hydration happening here.
Yeah, we should have the Lucy sounds going through, even if she's not in the room. Just to keep us focused and relaxed.
Yeah, it's pretty strong. I'm gonna get. Do you ever use like one of those where you put on a sleep? Like it sounds rain or.
Yeah, I do that every night.
You do it every night?
Yeah, my wife and I are obsessed.
Why is your apartment loud?
No, but we have three cats and they start going crazy in the middle of the night.
Have you thought of putting them to sleep?
Yeah, it's costly though.
Is it really?
We've only had to put one of our pets to sleep. It was something like $180.
Really?
Well, but, you know, there's that, and then there's also the fact that we'd be, you know, putting them to sleep for an inconvenient.
Yeah, no, I'm just, you know, trying to fulfill our obligation to make humorous jokes.
Yeah.
Though that, it's no laughing matter. Cruelty to animals.
I saw someone make a joke about putting an animal to sleep and caused a furor on Facebook.
Really?
Yes. They got canceled from shows.
Really?
Yeah.
Make a joke for that.
She may or may not have been joking, but nonetheless.
I don't know. Did they say the joke on stage?
No, it was a Facebook status.
Man, oh man.
Yeah.
What a world. I don't know. It's a crazy world we live in. I'm back. I'm super exhausted from globetrotting. And yes, that includes Canada. And I have not showered in 4 days. That's basically where I'm at. Well, is it 3 days if I haven't showered since Monday?
3 days, yeah.
3 days. I'm showering. I have a show tonight.
You don't smell, though.
No, I smell, you know. Maybe. I don't know.
It's hard to tell.
It's hard to say, really.
That restaurant on the corner really... Have you noticed that?
The one by my house?
Yeah.
Oh, the
bait. It smells like mustard.
Oh, I didn't. Never noticed that.
It smells like hot dogs.
It's like bacon. I think they cook bacon.
Oh, maybe that's
it. I think that's what you're picking up on. Some sweet bacon scent. We have a lot of, what's been going on with you?
You don't want to know.
What is it? No, the world wants to know. I can't stress enough. As I was saying to you before we hit record, in my travels, I had the opportunity. Well, I should say I had the opportunity because, well, for example, Anne and John Swinburne of Glasgow, Scotland. I was going to say I met them, but I didn't. They came to one of the shows and then ended up leaving without saying hello. And I'm enraged. I'm enraged with them for this because they came to a show and they said we wanted to, you know, say hello after, but they thought that the youngsters were... I did some shows with a crowd. You know how I'm big with youngsters?
Yeah.
They
love you.
The late teens, early 20s. Wildly popular with them. And so I did a few shows that were teeming with young Scottish people. But anyway, so it was nice to hear that they are fans of the podcast. And I was in Berlin, and a young fellow from Dublin was saying how he enjoys our various podcasting outputs, including this and History Fluffer. I don't think he's hip, just so you're Canadian. But if I can, you know, if I can jump around, the stats on So You're Canadian, we use Libsyn, and we get nothing for me having said that.
No. It'd be nice.
It would be nice, sure.
Free hosting or something.
But to be clear, wildly popular in Canada.
Yes.
Relatively speaking. It is surpassed America by a margin of... it's about... I'm so bad at math.
Yeah.
But basically like 50% more listenership, I think.
In Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Than in America.
It's pretty, you know, relatively popular podcast, I must say.
Yeah, and relative is the key word.
We got more downloads in October from that podcast than we have
in the history of podcasting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a craze. We're basically dealing with a craze, mm-hmm. I think would be the best way to describe it. But anyway, let's focus as much as we ever do, which is to say not very much.
Yeah.
If I can run back a little bit, what I was going to say, we should make a sleep sound, which is Lucy drinking water over and over.
Yes.
Why don't we make a download of that?
Okay. Oh, so people can go to sleep too?
Oh, let me give her some more water and see what happens.
Okay.
I mean, we know what's going to happen. She's going to drink the water.
She drank all that water that she just put out? That's impressive.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, though, also the thing, Lucy has had almost no other liquids besides water in her lifetime.
Yeah.
Like, she's had chicken broth, and she's had, like, beer. Just like, like, when I'm drinking beer, I'll dip my pinky in and give her,
yeah,
like let her lick my finger, and she somehow likes it. And she sneezes, though, almost always when she does it. Now, someone's going to listen to that and think, like, you shouldn't be doing that. But it's just literally.
Don't they say, like a crying baby, you could put, like, whiskey on your finger?
I drank half a bottle of Jack Daniels a day when I was a baby. Yeah. No, I've heard that.
It sounds like an excuse to, like, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. But
get your baby drunk.
I mean, probably, like, some amount of it would, you know.
Did you ever take sips of beer when you were a kid? Like, from your parents?
Yeah, I used to. My dad would let me take a sip.
Yeah, my dad would, too.
Now look at me. Mess. But Lucy, I was going to say, like, she's, like, a pure. Like, yesterday alone, I drank. Let's look at it. I drank coffee, mm-hmm. water. I had a beer,
yeah.
and I had some whiskey.
Ooh.
All over. That's four beverages in one day.
And that was just in the morning, right?
That was before 8 a.m. And Lucy goes, what is that?
Sorry, reminder on my computer.
What is it reminding you of?
To email you and ask for a note for the newsletter that we haven't done in a while.
Oh, we should do it. Let's get back on. Let's get back on it.
It's October's been nuts, man. Your book came out.
My book, Parking the Moose, which some people have not bought it yet. It's come to my attention, despite it being wildly critically acclaimed
mm-hmm.
by, you know, some people. Whatever, it's not a big deal. It's fine. But no, I still want everyone to buy it or my feelings will be hurt.
Yeah.
Someone wrote, I read this, you know, I don't like to, but if I can convince anyone to buy my books, one person wrote, he writes, it also, he talks about this one chapter, it also provided a couple of the most beautiful and affecting pages of travel writing you'll ever read at the very end of the chapter. That's high praise.
Mm. That is.
So there. And he only gave it 3 stars. And he said that. Lucy's mad because her review is not as glowing as she would have hoped. The other thing about Lucy, I don't think she has any idea that I'm
international sensation.
Published author. International. She doesn't know any of that. She doesn't care.
Yeah.
Which is how we make it work. No idea. Anyway, let's focus. You know, I think part of the... What's that?
There were a couple... I've read a review here.
Oh, you've been reading reviews. Interesting.
Well, this is for History Fluffer. It just says, wow, Dave. That's the title of the review. And then it says, I had no idea you have lived your best possible life.
Yep.
A life rich with experiences one can only admire. 5 stars.
That's very sweet.
But then conversely, there's one for, say, you're Canadian, and the title of this one is just,
Yeah.
And then the review is anyone else Canadian?
Yeah, but that's a 5-star review.
It's a 3-star review.
It is? Wait, what? You know what? We can't...
They spelled else wrong.
That's yeah, why I point that out. Suspect. But I would say, you know, we do this podcast for the people, not for our egos.
Yeah.
Though, you know, if I can say, it's nice to read some reviews online of the podcast that people can rate and review. Mm-hmm. Just take a minute, and it helps us grow as a podcasting entity or something. So whatever. Or you could write and just tell us to go fuck ourselves. I don't know. Whatever people want to do.
I prefer DMs for that.
Go fuck yourself.
Because if it's public, it's like, well, I can't respond to that.
So I only like DMs of a sexual nature. No, just kidding.
Do you get a lot of those? I don't.
Non-stop. No. I kid.
I have gotten a few messages from people just saying that they like the shows.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you got messages from people saying they wanted to have sex with me. Mm. And they were just like...
I have.
Oh, that's cool.
I just give them, you know, your phone number.
I'm just wildly insecure today. It's just reeking of insecurity, everything I'm saying. It's very sad.
I will say I'll never like, roll my eyes at someone messaging me to say that they like something that I do.
No, that's fair. It's very nice.
Yeah.
Because, you know...
I feel like... Some people that I look up to, I'm like, oh, maybe I shouldn't reach out to them because they'll seem like a crazy person. But it's quite nice when you get something.
Oh my gosh, I fail, but I do try to write back to people when they write as often as I can because it's very nice. Because you know, we're it can be a sad, lonely world sometimes. So it's nice to hear that what you're doing is affecting people in a positive way, or maybe bringing some smiles to their day.
Yes.
You know? But if we can flip that around into the darkest depths of depravity, should we do a little crime blotter?
Yeah.
I hope the crime blotter is still wildly popular.
I think people dig it.
Here we go. The crime blotter, in which we take a look at some of America's lesser crimes, which just so happen to have taken place in northeastern Ohio. Cue the crime blotter music. There is, let's start. This may get ugly. You know, a lot of these, I usually don't read them. I just read them on the air, and I have no idea what's coming down the pike other than what...
They've taken some dark turns.
What may be revealed in the headline. Brecksville teens arrested for shooting rifles in backyard. Brecksville police blotter. That's a... Brecksville's a suburb. It was kind of like a suburb I'd hear about, like... I went to school with kids who went there, lived there. Seems like... Oh, if I can digress, as I often do... This is one thing I didn't notice. When I was in Scotland, people kept asking me, Dave, where do you stay? And I would say, at the hotel.
Yeah.
I thought that's what they were asking me. But when they say, where do you stay, they mean, where do you live?
Oh.
So they're saying, where do you stay? So I kept thinking, at the Ibis Hotel or whatever. And they're like, no, you don't live at the hotel. I'm like, oh, I live in New York. They're like, yeah, where do you stay?
Oh, that's so weird.
So wild. Love learning those the variation.
I remember being in Glasgow. There, I don't know, maybe you've seen it, but there was a store, like a retail shop called the Hip Hop Shop.
No.
And it was all just like urban clothing, for lack of a better word.
I mean, it's right there in the name.
Yeah. But I thought that was such a great name for a store, Hip Hop
Shop. The Hip Hop Shop. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can get on board with that. Let's keep the crime blotter music on.
Okay.
But just because I know I'm going to jump back to this. One thing I did, as evidenced on my Instagram I love Glasgow. I think I'm going to move there.
It's awesome there.
I'm just going to go all in. See if I can join Bellin Sebastian.
Quick Google search. It's no longer called the Hip Hop Shop.
What's it called?
It's now called King of Bling. Which is arguably better.
That's pretty good. I had a near Bellin Sebastian encounter when I was there. This guy that came to the show a couple nights was like, I'm going out with the Bellin Sebastian guys down the street. You should come out. And I'm going to try to get him to come to your show.
Yeah.
Saturday. So I was like, okay. And then he was like, oh, the Bellin Sebastian guys left. So I was like, fuck you. No, I don't think they came to the show. But I did try to get Teenage Fan Club to come to the show. But I don't think they were in town. I think they were on tour. Anyway, but...
Who else is from? Franz Ferdinand?
I think so. Mogwai?
Oh, Mogwai.
They're from there, I think. But I did hang out with Janie Godley, who is a legendary Scottish comedian. And she is known here in America perhaps best for going to Turnbridge Golf Club in Scotland and standing on the side of the road with a sign that says Trump is a cunt. And that, you know, photo went all over the world, of course, as it should. And but I had coffee with her one day, and it was really nice to see her. And it was interesting, not to go down the rabbit hole of political talk, mm-hmm. but she did say, she's like, you know, when I did that, because she did it in, like, 2016, I believe, and she said, you know, when I did that, everyone was like, what are you doing? You know, why are you doing that? She's like, you'll see, this guy's a total cunt.
Wait, people didn't believe her in 2016?
She didn't understand why she was so invested in her, you know, hatred of Trump. And then she said, over time, of course, everyone's like fully on board with her and just like, oh yeah. But I use the C word, not, I don't use it myself, but as, you know, I use it in the way that I'm quoting her.
Yeah.
To say. I don't, but you know, that word, they throw it around like tennis balls over there.
Oh yeah. My British friends, man.
Yeah, not shy about it.
No.
But, anyway, so that was super fun. And on the show Succession, which I enjoy quite a bit, they did sort of a tribute to her when they had Logan Roy go back to Dundee, and they had someone standing on the side of the road with a sign that said, Roy is a cunt, or something to that effect. And anyway, we talked about that as well, so that was fun. So anyway... Oh, boy. So, we got way... Okay, back to the crime blotter. Let's remind you of the headline, everybody. Brecksville teens arrested for shooting rifles in backyard. Discharging a weapon, Rockledge Drive, on October 21st. Police were dispatched to Rockledge Drive regarding a firearm being discharged behind a resident's home. An arriving officer talked to the resident, who said shots were coming from behind a neighbor's home. An arriving officer went to the house, where he found two teenagers... in the backyard, holding rifles. They were ordered to drop their firearms. The teens, a boy and a man, admitted to... A boy... What? The teens, a boy and a man... So, I guess you could be 18 or 19 be a teen man. Admitted to shooting the rifles. They were both arrested for discharging firearm. The two 22 caliber long rifles were safely unloaded and secured by officers in the patrol car. The police also found 28 live... 22 rounds, as well as 84 22 shell casings. The officer said the resident was apologetic and fully, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know I could shoot a freaking gun.
Yeah, let me guess. It probably doesn't say it in there, but I'm just going to take a stab at what race they were.
pale white teens. Yep. Well, it's pretty much guaranteed.
They're just like, knock that off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if the situation were to, hey, guys, what were you thinking? Drunk driver thinks eating, quote-unquote, a lot and not doing shots make him a sober driver. This is from the North Royalton Police Blotter. I think we're going to have a lot of fun with this one. And I've used this logic.
Just eating a bunch?
I never drink and drive. Quite literally do not get behind the wheel in that state. Any drunken driving. Sprague Road on October 26th, police observed a weaving Kia Rondo traveling very slowly on Sprague Road. When the officer asked the driver for his license, the North Royalton man gave him his Giant Eagle Advantage card. I wonder if he got paid like a considerate. The driver, who smelled like booze and was dressed in a Halloween costume, said they were headed home. Kind of love this guy. Said they were headed home after going to a party. When asked if he had anything to eat, the man said, "You know, sir, I did, but I had a lot to eat." Wait. Oh. I think they mean to say when asked if he had anything to drink. He also admitted to having had some beers, but said he refrained from drinking alcohol shots because he knew he would be driving. Class operation.
Well, did it say what date this was?
This is October 26th.
Oh, okay. So it was before Halloween.
So it's
totally fine for him to be wearing costumes.
I like Giant Eagle for the uninitiated is a grocery store.
Yeah.
So kudos for that. After failing a field sobriety test, we saw that coming. He was arrested for drunken driving during a search of the Kia. Police found a glass pipe. Uh-oh. Later, the driver admitted to drinking 4 or 5 beers from the six-pack he had brought to the party. The man also cited for not driving within marked lanes, slow speed, and not wearing a seatbelt, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Shame on him. Though, except for the drug paraphernalia, hopefully in time, we will, you know, people won't get any, you know. I'm very pro marijuana legalization, despite my not being on pot.
You know, I was going to ask you that because we're going to be in Portland for Haha Harvest Comedy Festival.
Oh, it's funny you mentioned that. Yes, 1 week from today, which is to say the day after Thanksgiving, which is to say
November.
What day it is? The 29th and 30th, we're going to be there. I'm doing 2 shows on Friday, the 22nd, and then on Saturday we're doing So You're Canadian live broadcast. It's going to be super fun. Come by, stick around for the meet and greet. It's going to be wild, wild, wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
My point in bringing that up is that it's legal there.
Yeah.
So I was thinking maybe we should
get super stoned.
Yeah, and try to do an episode.
No, I don't think anyone will benefit from me being. As documented, I'm not a pot smoker, but I did try it once in Jamaica. I tried pots.
Yeah, but you told me you smoked an entire joint by yourself.
This is true. I smoked a lot of it.
It's your mistake.
A lot of it.
Well, we'll be in Portland.
We're going to be in Portland. Everyone's... What's the website?
See, I wonder if people enjoy comedy more in states where it's legal, because you're going to get super stoned.
Do you smoke pots?
I do.
Yeah, haha.
But I don't think I've ever...
HarvestComedyFest.com. That's where you can find all the information.
Yes.
In Portland. It's my second time in Portland in several weeks.
I only smoke at night, though.
Like after... When you're clocked out.
When I'm clocked out. So I don't know if I've ever been stoned around you.
Well, here's to never knowing for sure. Here's to never knowing. But anyway, so that's that. Let's check out some other cases here. Okay, this could take a dark turn. We shall see. Man gets out of car and dances for girls, 13 at bus stop. Where is this happening? University Heights police blotter. At some point in time, this could have been me. Suspicious person, Cedar Road. This is walking distance from my boyhood home. Mm-hmm. It's 7:20 a.m., November 14th. Days ago, a girl, 13, waiting at a bus stop at 13760 Cedar Road, saw a dark blue or dark green small four-door sedan pull up. The driver, wearing a white tank top and black rag tied around his head, stopped and called to the girl. As this happened, the girl's friend and neighbor, also 13, walked up to the bus stop. The man got out of his car and danced around, causing both girls to run back home. The girls, a short time later, boarded their school bus and reported the incident to the bus driver, who notified police. Patrol officers checked the area but could not find the man. The detective... That sounds creepy. I probably not a good case for the crime blotter. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds a bit creepy.
When they say white tank top, do you think they just meant a wife beater?
I think so. That would be the proper...
And a black bandana.
Yeah. So, I think it was Rico Suave. This Rico Suave guy, it sounds like.
Rico.
That's what it's... That's who I think it was. Moving on. Police search for eight people barking outside a home. See, now we're getting back to some good, clean fun. Russell Township police blotter. Okay, I'm listening. Russell Township is a nice little hamlet near Chagrin Falls. Hey, let's go for a drive, see what's going on in Russell Township. Okay. Mutual Aid, Kinsman Road. Officers were dispatched at 9:04 p.m. November 7th to an address where eight suspects were hiding, making barking noises, and harassing the complainant. Geauga County deputies were tied up on another call, probably another barking case, and requested that Russell police respond. Officers checked the area, but were unable to locate the barking suspects.
I gotta say, that's a crew that I would roll with. Like, that, if that's a trouble you're getting up to, you're just barking at people, I think that's good. That's good, clean fun.
It's pretty good. Yeah, you gotta give her that.
I might have mentioned this on the show before. My brother first got his driver's license. We used to just drive around.
Randy?
My brother?
Yeah.
My brother Randy, yeah. He got his license, and we would just drive around, and I would stick my head out the window and just, like, scream at people as we passed by just to scare them.
Yeah, we used to do stuff like that. I remember, like... We used to drive around with the windows rolled down, and I would, like, lie down in the back of the car and just yell, like, ridiculous things to embarrass my friends who were driving, you know, so people would see them. And then one day, I was out with my friends, this is, like, in high school, and my dad was walking down the street, and they were, like, I was, like, screaming, and my dad, like, turned his head. And they're like, your dad looked over. Like, and my dad, I don't think he knew it was me, but it was I didn't realize he was out there. But they were just like, now you're dragging your dad into your stupidity around town.
Do you remember what you would scream?
Just like, you know, help, these guys are kidnapping me. You know, stuff that was harmless to do.
So like in college, I think when we would do that.
At a different time.
We would drive past people and one of us would go like, Mommy!
See, in a simpler time, this was really, really funny in a simpler time.
We also used to just, like, when we drive past other students and we would just say something like, totally, just, like, get a job.
You would drive. I used to drive around and I remember driving around Madison, Wisconsin. And to be clear, I was, like, well into my 20s at this point in my life. And there would be college kids walking down the street. And if there would be any two of them, I would just yell, get a room! or like...
Could I borrow your notes? Or are you in my class?
Yeah, street harassment. It's fun.
Yeah, just these were things. You know, it was a simpler time, and you had to, this is before the internet, really. And so you had to find your fun where you could. So, anyway.
But yeah, barking, man.
Yeah, bringing it home, barking. That's next level.
Did you ever play Ding Dong Ditch?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's always fun.
Yeah. But that was, like, considered kind of like a mean thing to do. Like, it would just enrage people. If you did that, like, if you found out that someone had doorbell ditched your house, you'd be like, you're not my friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's considered very
disrespectful. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, doorbell ditched my house. How dare you? That's like slapping someone in the face with a glove. Rhode Island man passes out in Brook Park backyard. I'm listening. Brook Park police blotter. Brook Park, my friend Pat has a sausage company in Brook Park to give you a sense of what goes on there. Disorderly conduct, Smith Road. An intoxicated Rhode Island man, 33, was arrested at about 5 a.m. on October 31st. After he passed out in the backyard of a Smith home, the homeowner called police and said the man, whom he didn't know, was knocking on his back door. The man stumbled to the man's backyard for a lie down, and that's where police found him. Police woke the man, who smelled like alcohol, never saw it coming, and asked what he was doing there. He said he was waiting for someone. Police tried standing the man up, but he nearly fell several times, so they leaned him against a shed. Paramedics arrived and escorted the man to an ambulance. The man then opened up, saying he was on a business trip and staying at a nearby hotel.
Wow.
He said he had been drinking at a bar with a coworker, but remembered nothing after that.
Ooh.
The cops are coming. These are not sound effects we're adding. These are actual cops outside my apartment.
That's got to be pretty embarrassing if you're traveling on business and you wind up in someone's...
Well, if I can play a little detective, I know the area. And I will say the area that he was hanging out in, drinking in, staying in, whatever, is very near the airport. What's also near the airport... A lot of very shady strip clubs.
Mm-hmm.
So, if I had to put two and two together, I would say this guy was probably hanging out at Pinky's Saloon. Let's do a bit of Googling. Cleveland. Great. See if it's still there. I don't know if it's still there. That was like... Oh, it's closed. Yep, they're not around. But Pinky's Saloon was a... When did they close? They closed. A good friend of mine came here for his... Pinky's Saloon. I've never been. I don't think I've ever been. Let me be clear. A good friend of mine... A review written in 2011, just to give you a sense... A good friend of mine came here for his 18th birthday back around 95. There was a quote-unquote feature dancer there. If you do not know what this means, you should research it.
What does that mean?
It means like a porn star's in town, basically. Like,
why couldn't he just say that?
It means like the star dancer of the evening. He had a dance from this girl. Somehow she bounced around and sat on his face. When she got up, his nose was leaking blood. Nobody knew where the blood came from. It was a mystery. Sure enough, it was from his nose. I don't think it's any big mystery. I figured that one out before. She bounced around and broke his nose. He actually had surgery on it 12 years later to repair the damage. The quote-unquote bookstore attached was also awesome. So I like that. This is a 5-star review where his friend's nose was broken. there was a large Rottweiler that was behind the counter that would bark while you browsed. Cleveland suffered a huge loss when this building turned into an enterprise rental car agency.
I mean, that's indisputable.
If those walls could talk, they probably wouldn't say a thing. Without naming names, I do have a friend who, I believe had intercourse with one of the dancers.
Wow.
At Pinky's. I don't know how we end up talking about these. These are sociological studies. We're not applauding this behavior, this behavior.
No.
Just getting distracted, digressing. 2-star review of Pinky's from 2010. So I only found this because I was looking for something else, but it reminded me of one time I was there with my best friend, and the story is too good not to share. We'll see. Oh, and it was a nasty strip club, by the way. I mean grimy, not one of those high-end, quote-unquote, I'm stripping my way through law school places. This was the, quote-unquote, I'm stripping my way through parole type of place.
Oh, man.
By the airport, go figure, backs up my claim. Well, this one quote-unquote dancer takes my dude's Jim Tomey number 25 Indians hat and puts it somewhere even he hadn't been at that tender age. Okay. We were sort of disgusted after that. Fast forward a year or two later when I met his fiance, lo and behold, she's wearing the hat. I could hardly contain the giggles. He claims it was thoroughly laundered, but I don't know.
Oh my God.
And he never told her what that hat had seen. The number 25 and images of Jim Tomey still make me laugh. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this little stroll down. What's wrong with me? I'm sorry. All because some guy passed out in someone's backyard. I'm reading reviews of a strip club.
I think that's gold. I love reading reviews on like Yelp and stuff because the only people to leave them are complete maniacs.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's like a really good review, you're still a maniac.
You're still a maniac. Anyway, you slice it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if there's any other cases that need attention here. I like this. Driver's foot slips off brake, car hits tree. This is from the Fairview Park police blotter. Spent a lot of time in Fairview Park in my youth. On November 6th, a woman at Panda Express, that is, it's like a Chinese food buffet, I believe, reported that she was backing up her car and her foot slipped off the brake onto the accelerator and she hit a tree, causing the car to roll over. Whoa. The 38-year-old Westlake resident was cited. I hope she was all right. I shouldn't. I feel like I didn't vet many of these stories very well today. They all kind of are arguably too serious.
Yeah.
Too dark for the crime blotter. But, you know, boy, oh boy. Don't want
to
make sure.
Should we try to call someone?
Let's call someone.
Yeah.
Who do I want to call?
Should we call you, Dave?
Yeah.
Oh, it's actually a grant.
Happening.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep. We will return your call.
Hello, we are not available. Please give us a call back at your leisure.
Ing Dave, it's Dave calling. We're calling from the Skype number. I was hoping to catch you. We'll try you again another time. Hope you're having a good day. Hi, Ingmar.
Hey, whoa.
Oh, there he is. It all paid off.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Could be better.
Well, you know, we could all be better.
Yeah, I'm having tasty ass left and right.
Why? Just to break up the day a little bit?
Just a little, yeah. Bored.
Wow. I'm sorry. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, the dick is going to make me a bridge, a permanent bridge to stick in my mouth.
Well, that's better than the bridge making you a permanent dick to stick in your mouth. Am I right or am I right?
You're right.
I'm sorry. I'm a little saucy today. How are you doing otherwise?
Psoriasis isn't that great.
No, I guess not. Are you coming to Witch Taint?
I wish I could.
What if we get you a car there and back? I think.
What is this anyway? Friday.
Friday, the day this airs. Yes.
Lucky guess.
You're in.
I'm trying to get my medical marijuana card, but these places won't accept me because I don't have the cartel insurance.
What's the cartel insurance?
Yeah, what is the cartel insurance?
Any health insurance, please.
Wait, you need insurance to get medical marijuana?
According to the places I called, yeah.
Wow.
Man, oh man. What kind of world is this?
My doctor already approved me.
He approved you?
Yeah, he doesn't prescribe it, though. But these places that prescribe want me to have medical insurance.
Wait, why do you want medical marijuana?
I don't have a dealer anymore.
No.
You don't have a dealer anymore? Why?
He'd rather not come here. It's a long distance.
Oh. Let's...
Because you're not into this kind of crap.
I'm thinking of getting on pot.
You'd rather not. You can live without it.
No, I don't. I'm not into it.
I know. You lived without it so long, there's no reason to start.
Yeah. I got enough problems. I don't need to become a doper. Right, Lucy?
I need it for pain, not just to be giddy.
No, I know. I know what you're saying. I'm picking up what you're putting down. I know. Oh, boy. This episode has really gotten depraved. Talking about pot and strip clubs.
Am I more inarticulate since I got two teeth out since I last spoke to you?
No. You sound like one of the great orators.
Yes, I sound like a full set of teeth in my mouth.
Yep. I just did a big blog post on it. Ing Dave, I think we need to go because we're at the limit here. We've taken it to the limit, and there's no turning back.
I know what you mean.
No,
5 minutes is enough.
We're at our time limit.
Yeah,
we can't go over. We get arrested, basically. All right. Ing Dave, can we check in with you next week?
Anytime you like.
All right.
Anytime. Okay.
Except when mommy's in bed. Remember the last time you did that?
Ing Mom. Oh, yeah. I don't want any trouble. I don't want any trouble.
What time does she go to bed?
Between 9:30 and 10.
Okay. I don't think we'll ever record that late, but you never know.
So, Dave, what have you been up to before you go over the limit?
I've been on tour. I just got back from Scotland, Germany, and England, and Canada the last 6 weeks. So there. Yeah.
Go to Germany for Oktoberfest?
No, I would like to. I've been trying to make that happen, but I've never done it.
What about New Orleans for Mardi Gras?
I've actually never done that. I was there shortly after. I think I'm okay missing that, though, if I'm honest.
Yes, for sure.
I'm not into, like, debauchery too much.
Yeah, you can always go to Acapulco. Yeah. Spring break.
Acapulco. But I'm going to Norway in March. if you're ready.
At least it's not in the December or January or February.
No, it'll be plenty cold.
Plenty cold.
Dark there, but anyway, I'll have a good time. It'll be a hot time. All right, we should go.
You should go.
Ride this off.
When you go to Norway, don't forget to take video of the gorgeous people.
Oh, I will. They are gorgeous. There can be no.
I'm only interested in the girls, though.
Well, Jerry's out. all right, Ing Dave. Until next time.
Okay, thanks for calling.
All right.
Bye, Ing Dave.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all. He's gone southern. All right, let's drive this home.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Please rate and review. Subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get incredible podcasts. And please support us on Patreon. Patreon.com/Dave Hill. We're really going to step it up in 2020.
The t-shirts make great Christmas gifts.
Oh my gosh. Don't even get me started.
There's Dangerous Snakes
t-shirts. Yes.
There's Dave Hill's Podcasting Incident t-shirts.
All glorious. And don't miss our other podcasts, So You're Canadian and History Fluffer. And also, if you haven't bought my new book, Parking the Moose, yet, I'm enraged. Also, if you're in New York City tonight, please come see Witch Taint at Mercury Lounge with the Chris Lee Band. Chris Lee goes on at 10:30. We're on at 11:30. It's going to be the greatest thing that's ever happened. Lucy's already asleep. I don't know how I feel about that.
You guys are on at 11:30. That's a late.
Yeah, we're really rocking.
Maybe I can make it.
Do it. Do it, bro.
We'll see.
All right.
All right.
Until next time.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.